Have you ever loved something so much that it started to drain your energy? Well, we're diving into the surprising link between passion and burnout. So you're going to want to stick around for today's episode.
Welcome to Rat Race Reboot. I'm your host, Laura Noel. And as a certified coach and former 27-year military leader, each week, I provide bite-sized mindset pivots that will help you reset your mind, reawaken your spirit, and regain your control.
Welcome back to another episode of Rat Race Reboot. If you've been sticking with us over the past 5 episodes, we've been really delving into the topic of burnout. It's so prevalent these days, and you probably know somebody, if not yourself, who's experienced burnout. I know I have. And we're going to talk about a twist on the topic of burnout, where our passion can kind of overtake our skills when it comes to self-care or unplugging. And those passions can consume us to the point where we can experience burnout. I know I've experienced that as well. When I first started my business and started working on all of the things to get it up and running, and I didn't really have a team supporting me in my business, I was doing everything myself. Even though I was excited about my business and excited about learning the tech and understanding the email sequences and giving and delivering value to people in unique ways and connecting with people on sales calls and just connecting with people and teaching classes, all of those things, I was doing way too much. And even though I loved what I was doing, I was approaching burnout. You know, sometimes we can get so caught up in our work and we're enjoying it and we can forget to eat or forget, you know, it's like 8 p.m. and we've gone, you know, straight from early morning till, you know, long past dinner time. And, you know, we're not really unplugging and connecting with people who energize us. And so that's, you know, that's the rub. We can get caught up in burnout, even when we're self-imposing it through our own passions. So, you know, passion can create and be a source for burnout. Passion can breed overwork, right? Like you love what you do, but the lines between work and leisure can sort of get blurred. I know I love everything neuroscience, everything leadership. So I'm doing this as my work, but in my off work time, I'm reading journals, I'm connecting and having conversations about statistics and analyses, and I love all of that, but I have to also know and be aware that those lines can blur. And if that's all I'm doing, that kind of can make life a bit dull, right? I can start to feel like something's missing in my life. So that's something for you, if you're listening today, if you haven't noticed that in yourself, it's just something to be aware of. But we can overall like start to neglect ourselves and our personal time. And so we can take something where we're obsessed in a good way with our work. And we can look at it in a couple different ways, you know, obsessive passion versus harmonious passion. And when I'm thinking about that obsessive passion, it's where we're feeling like our work or the thing that we're passionate about is starting to take control over us. It's driven by a need to engage in the activity. It's almost like it becomes a compulsion. And then you can start to feel like the activity starts to control you rather than you controlling it. Another sign that we might be experiencing that obsessive type of passion and not harmonious kind of passion is maybe we can start to develop negative emotions around this thing that once excited us. So obsessive passion can lead to anxiety and guilt and shame if we can't participate in that activity full on. I know I was caught up in this trap. I had this all or nothing mentality, and I would feel guilty if I wasn't pursuing that passion or my work, just working really hard or, you know, just I was looking for perfection, and that started to become a source of burnout for me. Another way that we can start to realize and experience that obsessive passion is when we're so focused on the outcomes as opposed to the journey. The emphasis is on achievement only and external validation. So you might be overly concerned with external measures like success and awards and recognition. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with those things or desiring those things, but when they start to run you and control you instead of you controlling your life, then that can be problematic. And then if you find yourself with pursuing these passions with this just rigid kind of persistence. So even if the activity is causing negative consequences, you might find it difficult to step away or take breaks. And you're just very rigid in your thinking. So that's obsessive passion. But we can have harmonious passion, which fuels innovation and creativity and joy and fulfillment and all those wonderful things that come along with it. And so when we're experiencing harmonious passion, we might start to experience this internal intrinsic drive. It's sort of like this autonomous drive. And that passion stems from genuine interest and enjoyment and excitement about that activity. You participate in it because it's intrinsically rewarding, right? That's why you're participating in it. You could be experiencing harmonious passion when you're experiencing positive emotions when you're engaging in that activity or that work. I'm not saying that you're not going to be faced with challenges or setbacks or disappointments, but those things aren't really setbacks because they just fuel your desire to be better, and it feels good and it's exciting. When I actually at every step of my business, I feel like I have this sense of renewal, like I'm starting the next leg of my journey, and I feel positive about it. I see the growth. I can look back and see where I've come from, and so it's exciting to me. So harmonious passion is fuel that brings feelings of joy, fulfillment, even kind of that flow state, right? We're absorbed in the present moment, and it's a beautiful thing. We can also experience that harmonious passion when we're focused on the process. So the emphasis is on the experience of doing the activity rather than the end result. And oh my gosh, I can think back in times in my life where I was doing something new and I wanted to experience the journey, like doing the Kona Half Ironman, but I was so fixated on a time hack that I wanted to reach that even when I finished that race, it took me like 8 hours. It was super hot that day. It was like running on the surface of the sun. When I finished the race and my husband's there and friends are there and they're happy for me, all I could say was, yeah, but I wanted to do it in 7 hours. What? That's crazy. That was an obsessive passion, not that harmonious passion where we're focused on the journey. I can remember when I first started doing the triathlons, how I would just be thinking to myself, I can't believe I'm here, like in the middle of a bike ride or in the middle of the run part, or wow, that swim was so beautiful. I was experiencing the joy of the moment and still pushing myself, but the feeling was a lot different. And the end result at the end of the race felt joyful. I was fulfilled. I could enjoy myself and celebrate myself. Another way of knowing that you're in harmonious or experiencing harmonious passion is you are experiencing flexibility in the process. You know, you can come back, take a break, come back to that activity without feeling guilty or like you're having withdrawal symptoms, right? So think about passion is like a fire, and harmonious passion is that warm glow, those controlled flames that provide light and warmth, and it keeps you motivated and engaged. And obsessive passion is like that out of control inferno. It may burn bright for a while and be really impressive, but it can also consume you and leave nothing but ashes in its wake. So be mindful, understand, you know, and ask yourself, am I experiencing this obsessive kind of passion or harmonious passion? So it's interesting because there was an article recently published in HBR entitled, "Don't Let Your Passion Lead to Burnout on Your Team." And the researchers conducted surveys with over 700 full-time US-based employees across various industries. And they provided daily responses about their levels of passion and feelings of burnout at the beginning and at the end of each workday. And the study revealed an interesting pattern where high passion led to increased exertion, but also greater burnout the following day. And so then they did a follow-up study with some tech employees and found out that those who were particularly passionate about their work were less likely to take breaks. I've experienced that, right? Even when explicitly asked to do so, suggesting a risk of long-term burnout. And I can remember serving in the military, having people on the team who loved what they did, truly, but they just wouldn't take their leave. They wouldn't take their vacation time. They were banking it up and experiencing burnout as a result. So it's interesting because that study sort of suggested a process flow in how passion can transmute into burnout. So I want you to be aware of these steps and notice where you are in this process. One is you have this project or this initiative that you're really moving toward, and you start to experience that initial enthusiasm for this activity or this work. And so maybe a passionate employee starts with a high level of enthusiasm and dedication, and they go above and beyond in their work. That might be you, right? So that's the initial stage. Then the next stage is increased effort. So that enthusiasm leads to investing more time and energy into work, and sometimes at the expense of personal time. I've experienced that and known a lot of people who have. And it can be like a high. I was riding that wave and there were other people with me. It was the culture, right? That was expected. And we were, you know, enjoying ourselves to an extent, but we were neglecting whole other facets of our individual selves. Then we start to go into neglecting recovery. So in the pursuit of their passion, these individuals might neglect the necessary rest and recovery and often overlook their own needs. And the next step is energy depletion. Now it's starting to catch up with us, right? Our continuous overexertion without adequate recovery gradually depletes our energy levels, and it makes it hard to sustain the initial enthusiasm. And then the last piece of this is burnout. We find ourselves in burnout. This cycle of overwork and insufficient rest ultimately leads to exhaustion and burnout. And that diminishes our overall passion. It becomes a burden and it's no longer a passion, nothing that brings us joy anymore. So according to this research, the solution to this is really in our teams and in ourselves is to encourage this idea of sustainable passion for both yourself and your team. And there's a few things that you can do to kind of have, you know, little stops along the way that you're putting on the brakes along the way so that you can have a breather, right? And so that this passion fatigue, I'm gonna coin that term, passion fatigue, it doesn't get the best of you. It doesn't turn into burnout. So one, and you've heard me talk about this so many times, is prioritize recovery. You know, just like athletes, passionate individuals should prioritize taking breaks and resting. This helps us recharge. It helps us maintain long-term performance. The other thing is control, rein in that passion, right? Set boundaries around your passion to prevent it from overwhelming you and taking control. You stay in control of you. So this involves managing how much time and energy you devote to your passions and really making a conscious and concerted effort to putting the pause on and doing something else, spending time with people who energize you, engaging in other hobbies, resting and relaxing. There's nothing wrong with doing nothing, ideating. There, you know, take the time to do that. And then if you are in a workspace where, you know, you're working for your leadership and you're trying to kind of dial this in a bit, you know, consider that leaders and managers should play a role in this too. Sustaining passion by monitoring workloads, by checking in with your folks to see how they're managing their stress levels and their work, by ensuring that people are taking their time off and holding people to that, being aware of the signs of emotional exhaustion and promoting and modeling this sort of healthy work-life balance. I realize that work-life might not be perfectly balanced all the time, but understanding, you know, what are your boundaries? Are you holding yourself to your own boundaries? What are you modeling for your people? So I hope this has been eye-opening for you, just considering how passion can also fuel and lead to burnout. It can breed overwork, and consider the types of passion, that obsessive kind of passion versus that harmonious kind of passion. You want to bring passion to your work, but if it's overtaking you and you're no longer in control, it can be rather harmful. And there's steps that you can take to get you back on track. Put the pause on, take a breather, set some time out for yourself to do other things and reconnect with others in different ways. And then you're in control of you, no matter the circumstance. I hope this has been helpful for you. Again, if you haven't listened to our previous episodes on the topic of burnout, definitely tune in to those. We're going to come out next week with another topic based on this idea of burnout and the many facets of it. And if you enjoyed today's episode, if it's been helpful for you, I want you to leave us a note, leave us a 5-star review, give us your comments on whatever platform you listen to your podcast on. And if go to ratracereboot.com also and subscribe, make sure you don't miss another episode and you'll get some freebies along with that. If you have questions or if you need support in overcoming or mitigating the effects of burnout, you and your team, definitely reach out. There are many ways that I can support you as an executive coach or as a consultant within your teams to help you overcome this and find some balance in your lives and more fulfilled, healthy, and wonderful people on your teams who are excited to be at work each and every day. But thanks again for listening. And remember, everything is created twice. First in your imagination and your mind, and then in physical form. We'll see you next week.